Good morning. Sometimes they will interrupt the news with a public service announcement. So let me give a public service announcement before I begin this morning. Ladies, you do not need to listen.
说姐妹们, 这个公告你不需要听。
Husbands, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
丈夫们, 记得明天是情人节了。
Public service announcement.
这一个社会服务公告, 大家要记着啊。
You have about 18 more hours before you're in trouble.
还有18个小时, 你们就要遇到麻烦了。
Now we can move on.
好, 我们现在开始正道。
In December, I preach that Jesus came as the Prince of Peace.
在12月份的时候, 我讲到说主耶稣来是作为和平的君。
He came to bring peace with God.
他来让我们可以与神和好。
Peace with other people.
让我们可以与人和好。
Inner peace, peace with ourselves.
也让我们和自己和好。
And I had intended to only preach one sermon on that topic.
我本来计划这个题目只讲一次的。
But after that message, some of you had questions.
但是在那一次正道之后,你们当中有一些人有一些问题。
I'm a teacher, so I like questions.
作为一个老师,我是很喜欢大家提问的。
And so I've kind of continued on that theme.
所以我接下来就一直在讲这个相关的主题。
Someone said, ask, how can I have peace when I have so many wounds from the past? Hurts that have come into my life.
有人就问我带着这么多过去的伤痕、过去的痛苦，我怎么能够得到这样的平安呢？
And so last month I preached to you about the scars in our life.
所以上个月我就正道时候分享了我们过去的生活中的伤痕。
That if we're going to have peace, we have to allow God to deal with those scars.
我们想要得到平安的话，我们必须允许神来对付这样的伤痕。
Some of the scars may remain for a long, long time, but we can use those hurts to make us more like Christ.
那些伤痕可能会有很长一段的时间一直都在，但我们可以用这些伤痕使我们今天变得更像主耶稣。
This morning and the next time I preach to you, I want to look at two other issues that often prevent us from finding peace.
今天和下次正道，这两次我会分别讨论两个可能阻碍我们获得这种内在的平安的问题。This
morning, I want to try to respond to this question.
今天早上，我想要尝试回答这样一个问题：If
Jesus is the Prince of Peace, why is there so much pain in our world?
说如果主耶稣是和平的君，为什么我们这个世界还有这么多的痛苦？
Natural disasters, global conflict, innocent children who are suffering.
有自然灾害，有全球的争端，有那些无辜的孩子们在受苦。
How are we supposed to just close our eyes to that and say, well, I'm at peace?
我们怎么能就是闭上眼睛，假装看不到这些，然后说，哎，我有平安。
Closer to home, our immediate struggles. How can I have peace if God is leaving me in such a difficult marriage?
或者离我们更近的，在我们家里面，神把我放在这么难的一个婚姻中，我怎么能有平安？
How do I have peace if God's allowing my husband, my wife to suffer a terrible disease?
当神允许我的配偶在这么难、这么痛苦的疾病中挣扎的时候，我怎么能有平安？
How am I supposed to have peace when God lets my boss make my life miserable?
如果神让我的老板使我的生活这么悲惨，我怎么能有平安？
How can a good God do this to his children?
一位良善的神怎么会对他的孩子做这样的事？
Those questions can disrupt our sense of peace.
这些问题都会毁掉我们这个对于平安的认识。
Sometimes they've disrupted my sense of peace.
有时候他们也确实干扰到了我自己内心的平安。
Now, before you get too excited, let me just say right up front, I can't explain why God allows what he allows.
你可能听到我这么说会很激动，想知道答案，但是让我首先告诉你们，我没有办法解释神为什么允许他所允许发生的事情发生。
So, let me just disappoint you right at the beginning. You're not going to go away with a good answer to the question, why does God allow this?
所以先让我让大家先失望一下，今天我们结束的时候你不会拥有这样的答案，说神为什么允许这样子的事情发生。
I want to focus more narrowly. How do I respond to God's actions?
相反的，我想要让我们今天能够重点关注说我们要如何应对神的行为。
How do I find peace when God allows trouble in my life?
那就是当神允许这些苦难发生在我生命中的时候，我要如何在当中还有平安。
I'm starting in Isaiah chapter 28.
开始时候我们来看以赛亚书28章。
The prophet has been warning Israel that God is going to judge her for her sins.
说先知以赛亚一直在警告以色列说神会审判以色列的罪。
He says the Assyrian army is going to attack.
说亚述的军队很快就来攻击他们。
And he says God is going to fight not on the side of Israel,But God is going to fight on the side of the Assyrians.
说神不会为了以色列征战，而是站在亚述那边与以色列征战。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
For the Lord will rise up as on Mount Perazim.
说耶和华必兴起，像在比拉新山。
As in the valley of Gibeon, he will be roused.
他必发怒，像在基遍谷。
Now, if you go back through the Old Testament, you will read that at Mount Perazim.God fought for Israel against the Philistines.
如果你读旧约的话，你就知道在比拉新山，神为以色列人与非利士人征战。
In the valley of Gibeon, God defeated the Amorites.
在基遍谷，神打败了亚摩利人。
Both of these places, God rose up and fought for Israel.
在这两处地点，神都兴起为以色列人征战。
And the prophet says he's going to rise up again.
然后在这里先知说神必兴起。
But listen, to do his deed, strange is his deed.
但是这里经文说要做他的工就是非常的工。
To work his work, alien is his work.
成就他的事就是奇异的事。
Then in verse 22, now therefore do not scoff.
所以在二十二节说
Lest your bonds be made strong.
说现在你们不可懈慢，恐怕捆你们的绳结实了。
For I have heard a decree of destruction from the Lord God of hosts against the whole land.
因为我从主万军耶和华那里听见，已经决定在全地上施行灭绝的事。
What a difficult verse!
这个经文对他们来说太难了。
God is going to rise up.
说神要兴起。
To fight.Against his nation.
而他兴起是与他自己的国度来征战。
And the prophet says, this is a strange deed.
然后先知在这里说，这是非常的事，这是不寻常的事。
In other words, this is not how God usually works.
也就是说，这不是神通常行事的方式。
500 years ago, Martin Luther read this verse. And he said, God's normal work is mercy.
然后大概500年前马丁路德读到这句经文，他就说神通常的工作是有怜悯。
But his strange work is sometimes judgment.
但他这个非比寻常不寻常的工作是审判。
Fleming Rutledge calls this the work of God's left hand.
这个特拉利奇牧师就把它称作是神左手所做的工。
You see, if you read through the Old Testament over and over, you'll read about God's mighty right hand.
如果你读旧约的话，一次一次都提到神大能的右手。
God's right hand defends his people.
说神用他的右手来保护他的子民。
Moses says, Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
然后摩西说，神啊，你的右手施展能力，摔碎仇敌。
David prays, Your right hand,Holds me up.
然后大卫说，你的右手扶持我。
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
说耶和华的右手施展大能。
Over and over and over, it tells us God's right hand does wonderful things.
说一次一次的在经文中，他告诉我们说，神的右手行奇妙的大事。
When God uses his right hand, he does mighty miracles.
当他用他的右手的时候，通常是行奇妙的事。
God uses his right hand and delivers his people from bondage.
他用他的右手将他的子民从束缚中解救出来。
God's right hand gives his people victory over their enemy.
神的右手让他的子民可以在仇敌面前得胜。
But in Isaiah 28, God is not using his right hand to defend his people.
但是在以赛亚书28章，神并不是用他的右手来保护他的子民。
He's bringing judgment on his own people.
相反的，他是在他的自己的子民身上带去审判。
He's doing a strange work.
他在做的是不寻常的事。
We could say he is using his left hand rather than his right hand.
所以我们可以说神在用他的左手而不是右手。
And so I want to begin this morning asking, why does God use his left hand?
所以今天早上我想先要问大家说神为什么要用他的左手呢?
Why does he sometimes allow pain in our life?
说神为什么有时候允许我们的生命中有痛苦呢?
Isaiah shows us that the work of God's left hand is sometimes judgment on sin.
以赛亚就告诉我们说神左手的工作有的时候是对罪的审判。
God had warned Israel over and over and over, if you do this, this is the judgment that will come.
神一而再再而三地警告以色列说如果你们这么做那就会有这样审判的结果。
And so finally he says, I am going to rise up in destruction.
而最终神说我要兴起去兴起去毁灭。
Now I want you to understand when you read this that God doesn't simply wake up one morning and say, I'm mad because they're worshiping other gods. I'm going to make them suffer.
我想让大家明白并不是说神突然有一天早上起来说哎呀我太生气了因为他们在拜假神我要惩罚他们。
No, even God's anger, even God's judgment comes from a heart of love.
并不是这样子的即使是神的愤怒即使是神的审判他也是源自一颗慈爱的心。
Even in Isaiah 28, God's strange work of judgment is preparing the way for his normal work of mercy.
即使在以赛亚书第二十八章，神左手所行的审判这样不寻常的工作，也是在预备他的右手可以行他寻常的拯救的工作。
A day is coming when he will rescue his people.
终有一天他会来解救他的子民。
He will use his right hand to deliver his people.
他会用他的右手来解救他的子民。
But before that can happen, he must judge them.
但是在那一切之前他必须要审判。
The work of judgment is painful.
那个审判的工作是很痛苦的。
But when we have fallen into sin, The work of judgment is necessary before he can do his work of deliverance.
但是当我们陷在罪中，这样审判的工作在他施行拯救之前是必须的。
Before God can use his right hand to rescue us, he must root out the things in our life that limit his blessing.
在他用他的右手来拯救我们之前他必须要拆毁除掉我们心中那些阻碍他祝福的东西。
I used to live in a small town in Illinois, and all around us were big farms.
我之前住在伊利诺伊州的一个小镇上，周围很多都是农场。
And I learned that a farmer does not start with the work of harvesting.
然后我就学到说，一个农民的工作，他并不是从收获开始的。
He doesn't even start by sowing the seed.
甚至都不是从撒种开始。
He starts by preparing the field.
他最开始做的是预备田地。
And that involves a lot of destruction.
而这预备的工作就包含了很多毁坏的工作。
Tearing out trees and stumps.
包括砍掉树木和树桩。
Digging up rocks.
挖出石块瓦砾。
Plowing the ground.
犁地。
And you might look at this and say, I thought he was a farmer.Why isn't he farming?
我想你可能会看到这样的场景，说他可是个农夫啊，他为什么没有在种田呢？
He's not farming, he's just tearing things up.
他没有在种田，他就是在把东西都拆出来。
But the farmer knows that the work of digging out the bad has to be done before the good work of planting can start.
但是作为一个农夫，他知道如果不挖出这些坏的东西，这些种下新的好的东西的工作就没有办法开始。
God says to Israel,
所以神对以色列说
My left hand must do the strange work of judgment.
说我的左手必须要行那不寻常的审判的工作。
The work of digging out the sin that you have allowed to control your life.
就是挖出那些你允许在你生命中掌权的罪的工作。
But he tells them that won't be the end.
但他也说这并不是结局。
God isn't going to stop there.
神不会只停在那里。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Does he who plows for sowing plow continually?
说那耕地为要撒种的，岂是常常耕地呢？
Does he do nothing except plow?
岂是常常开垦耙地呢？
No.
不是的。
Verse 25, when he has leveled the surface,
说第二十五节，他拉平了地面。
Does he not scatter dill, sow cumin, and put wheat in rows?
岂不就撒种小茴香，播种大茴香，按行列种小麦。
The purpose of God's judgment on Israel was to prepare them for the day when his right hand would deliver them.
所以说神那个痛苦的，让人感到痛苦的审判是预备有一天他的右手会来解救他的子民。
One of my favorite prophets in the Old Testament is Amos.
我最喜欢的旧约当中的一位先知是亚摩。
Amos is a little book of 9 chapters.
是阿摩斯，然后阿摩斯很短，只有九章。
And for 8.5 of those chapters, it's all about judgment.
然后在前八章半的部分讲的全部是审判。
Now remember, there's only 9 chapters.
要记得这个阿摩斯书只有九章。
And you start reading, chapter 1 is judgment, 2 is judgment, 3 is judgment.
然后你开始读，就第一章、第二章、第三章全讲的是审判。
You're all the way into verse 10 of chapter 9, and there has been nothing except judgment.
然后你一直读到第九章第十节，这之前什么都没讲，就是讲神的审判。
Now in my Bible, it means you've come to the last column of the book.
然后在我的圣经里就是说这整卷书的最后这 一小列
Pages of judgment
有前面都是好多页都在讲这个审判
And we've got one more little paragraph left
然后就剩下这一小段
And it says this In that day
然后这一小段说什么呢说到那日
All of a sudden something has changed
说突然好像有一个转变
He's been talking about judgment and he says but in that day
他之前一直讲的是审判，但在这里他说到那日。
I will raise up the tent of David that has fallen.
说我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
I will restore the fortunes of my people.
说我必使我民以色列被掳的归回。
They will rebuild the ruined cities.
他们必重修荒废的城邑。
I will plant them on their land.
我要将他们栽于本地。
Do you hear the words of mercy here?
你有听到这其中的怜悯吗
I will raise up, I will repair, I will restore.
说我会兴起，我会修复，我会重建。
God says, yes, my left hand is bringing judgment.
神说是的，我的左手曾带去审判。
But I'm preparing the way for my right hand of deliverance.
但是我正在预备我右手所要行的拯救的工作。
Maybe you are here this morning and you feel like,I'm experiencing God's left hand of judgment.
或许今天你坐在这里，你觉得你正在经历神左手的审判。
You see areas in your life where you know this trouble is the consequence of my past sins.
或许你看到你生命中的某一个区域，说我知道这个结果是源自我过去的罪。
I want to give you a word of hope this morning.
但今天早上我想给你一些盼望
If you have turned your life to God
说如果你将你的生命转向神
His left hand is preparing the way for the blessings of his right hand
那他的左手就正在预备他右手所要带来祝福的工
There may be some rocks that he has to dig up
或许你生命中有这样他必须要挖掉的瓦砾
And the truth is, when God begins to dig up some of the things in our life, it hurts.
但事实是当神这样挖出我们生命中这个瓦砾的时候，我们是会很痛的。
It's painful.
是很疼的。
Sins that we've kind of covered up and shoved in the back and tried to forget.
那些我们尝试遮掩或者尝试不去管、不去顾的这些罪。
And when God says, we have to deal with this, it hurts.
但是当神说我们必须要对付这些罪，这是很痛的。
But I want you to know from Isaiah that God has not forgotten you.
但是我想让你们在以赛亚书中看到，神没有忘记你。
He's not going to leave you there forever.
神不会将你永远弃在那里。
He is preparing to rebuild, to restore, to plant.
他正在预备重建、重修、去栽植。
But there's another reason that God sometimes uses his left hand.
然后神有时候用他的左手还有一个原因。
The work of God's left hand sometimes allows us to know him in a deeper way than we ever did before.
说神的左手所行的不寻常的功，常常会让我们能够更深地认识他。
You see, I can understand why Israel is judged.
你说我能够理解为什么以色列被审判。
They're worshiping idols.
因为他们在拜别神，拜假神。
And if I were to come to your house and you had a big idol set up that you were worshiping, I would think, yeah, God's probably going to be using his left hand.
就像我去到你家里，如果看到你在拜偶像，有一个什么雕像的话，我说，哎，神可能会要用他的左手来审判你呢。
God's not going to be happy that you're worshiping that idol. I can understand that.
如果你正在拜假神的话，神不会对你感到开心的，我能够理解这一点。
But it's harder for me to understand when godly people who are serving God faithfully suffer the work of his left hand.
但是对我来说很难理解的是什么呢？是那些敬虔的、忠心服侍神的人，还要承受神左手所带来的这不寻常的功的后果。
Job had experienced God's right hand of blessing.
约伯曾经经历了神右手的祝福。
God had used his right hand to bless Job with wealth.
神曾用他的右手祝福约伯，使他有财富。
His right hand had given Job a wonderful family.
神的右手使约伯有一个美好的家庭。
Job was a blessed man.
约伯是一个很蒙福、很被祝福的人。
And then the day comes when he begins to experience the strange work of God's left hand.
但是突然有一天，约伯开始经历神的左手所做的不寻常的工。
God seems to withdraw this right hand of protection and say to Satan,I will let you attack.
我看上去就像神收回了他祝福的右手，然后对撒旦说：“我允许你来攻击约伯。”
Job doesn't understand.
约伯不理解。
God, where is your right hand that's supposed to deliver me?
说神啊，你本该拯救我的右手在哪里？
But I want you to see that at the end of the book.
但是我想让你看到，在约伯记的最后
，When God finally answers Job.
当神终于来回应约伯的时候
，Job says something wonderful.
约伯说了一句很奇妙的话。
I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear.
说我从前风闻有你。
But now my eye sees you.
如今我亲眼看见你。
He's saying I knew about you.
他说我曾经听说过你。
But now I really know you.
现在我是真的认识你。
And it happened.Through the suffering.
而这一切都是通过这痛苦而发生的。
It was through God's left hand that Job came to know God fully.
只有经过神的左手的痛苦，约伯才能够真正更深地认识神。
You see, sometimes it's in pain that God reveals himself to us in a deep way.
你知道吗？有时候只有在痛苦中，神才能向我们更深地显示他自己。
C.S. Lewis wrote a book about pain.
鲁伊斯曾经写过一本关于痛苦的书。
And in there he said, we can ignore pleasures.
然后这书中他写到说，我们可以忽略欢乐。
In good times, it's easy to just kind of ignore God's working.
在这个欢乐当中，在好的时光里，我们好像就会忽视神的手所做的工。
But.Pain insists on being heard.
但是痛苦你是永远能够被听到的。
We can't ignore pain.
我们没有办法忽略。
And so he said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, but he shouts in our pain.
所以他说，上帝在我们的欢乐中对我们轻声耳语，但在我们的痛苦中大声喊叫。
Pain is his megaphone to wake us up when we are deaf.
那个痛苦就是神的。扩音器，它将我们从聋哑的状态中唤醒。
This is what he's saying. God doesn't send pain because he's cruel. God allows pain because he's loving.
说神允许这样痛苦发生，是出于他的爱。
God cares enough about me that he's willing to allow pain in my life if it will bring me into a deeper relationship with him.
说神并不是残忍，而是他足够的关心我，以至于他允许我生命中经历这样子的痛苦，使我能够与他有一个更深的关系。
Because God knows that that relationship is the greatest good that can ever happen to me.
因为神知道这样与神更深的关系是对我来说最宝贵最好的。
And so he is willing to allow pain, the work of his left hand.Because he loves me and he wants to draw me closer to himself.
所以他会允许我们生命中有痛苦，允许他左手的弓，是因为他想让我们经历这样与他更深的关系。
I don't completely understand that.
有时候我没有办法完全的理解这一点。
But I do know this, that when he is looking back, Job says, "Thank you, God."
但是我知道当约伯回过头去看的时候他说神谢谢你
Through my pain I have come to know God better
因为经过我的这些苦难我更深地认识了神
And that is worth what it cost
而这个结果配得上值得上所有的代价
And when I read through scripture When I read through church historyEveryone who comes out of tragedy knowing God better says, I thank God for what I learned through this experience.
当我在通读圣经，当我在通读教会历史的时候，我发现每一个经历过悲剧，并且在这之后能够更深地认识神的人，他们都会说，感谢神让我从这悲剧当中学到，这认识神的功课。
I don't mean that we say I'm glad for the pain.
我不是说感谢神让我受苦。
But the deeper relationship with God is worth what it costs.
但是能够更深地认识神，这值得我花上这样痛苦的代价。
So again, maybe someone here says, I feel like I'm experiencing God's left hand.
或许我们当中有些人说，我感觉我自己正在经历神左手的弓。
And you look and you say, I don't think this is caused by any willful rebellion in my life.
然后你说，我不觉得这个苦是源自我肆意妄为的罪。
I want to give you a word of hope.
我想给你一些盼望。
When God, or when Job could not see God anywhere, God was there.
当约伯在什么地方都看不见神的时候，神在那里。
When Job thought God had abandoned him and there was absolutely no purpose to what was happening.
当约伯觉得神已经完全离弃了他，他现在所经历的没有任何意义的时候，
God was there.
神在那里。
And the day came when Job could say, I understand.
然后终有一天，约伯会说，我现在明白了。
And I want to say to you that when you can't see God, God is there.
所以我想对你说，当你没有办法看见神的时候，神依旧在那里。
When you feel alone and nothing that is happening makes sense, God is there.
当你独自一人，觉得周围发生的这一切都没有道理的时候，神在那里。
And if you will stay faithful, the day will come when you will say, God, I had heard about you.But now I see you.
如果你持守自己的忠心，终有一天你会说，神啊，我从前风闻有你，如今我亲眼看见你。
You see, the strange work, the work of God's left hand is often preparing us for a greater work from his right hand.
所以你看到了吗？神的左手所行的不寻常的功，通常是在预备我们能够让他的右手行那祝福的大功。
That farmer has to do the work of digging up to prepare for the crop.
那些农夫他必须要先做这些挖出瓦砾、挖出碎石的工作，然后才能去有收获、有播种。
I spoke to you about Jacob a few weeks ago.
几周前我给大家分享了关于雅各的故事。
God has great blessings in store for Jacob.
神为雅各预备了一个美好的伟大的祝福。
He's going to be the father of Israel.
他会成为以色列的先祖。
Later generations will talk about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
后代都称为亚都称神是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神
But before God can do all of that great work
但是在神能够行这些奇妙的大事之前
He has to prepare Jacob
他必须要先预备雅各
To break down his pride and his stubbornness his self-centeredness
他必须要打破雅各的这个骄傲固执和自我中心
And that work involves pain.
而这种破碎的工作是很痛苦的。
It involves running for his life from Esau.
他曾雅各曾经在逃避以扫。
It involves being cheated by his father-in-law.
他曾经被他的岳父欺骗。
It involves a wrestling match that leaves him scarred for life.
包括那个曾经与神摔跤并留下了终身的伤痕。
But all of this was getting Jacob ready for the day when God was going to say this to him.
但这一切的痛苦的经历都是为了要预备雅各，当终有一天神会这样对他说。
Genesis 31, return to the land of your fathers, and I will be with you.
在创世纪31章中说到，你要回你祖你父之地。
Jacob, I've cleared away the weeds in your life.
说雅各，我已经除掉了你身上所有的杂草。
I've torn away the self-centeredness that has controlled you.
我已经挪去了曾经掌控你的这种自我中心。
The work of my left hand is done.
我左手的工已经成了。
And I'm ready to use my right hand to bring you home.
我现在要预备用我的右手带你回家。
So let me try to apply this to us today.
那这个信息要如何应用在我们今天的生活中呢
I can't explain suffering to you.
我没有办法向你解释苦难。
I can't explain why God allows cancer in the lives of Christians.
我没有办法向你解释神为什么允许在基督徒身上会有癌症。
I can't understand why good Christians experience the pain of an unfaithful spouse.
我也没有办法理解说好的基督徒为什么会因为不忠的配偶而受伤害。
I can't explain why children raised in Christian families rebel.
我也没有办法解释为什么基督徒家庭的孩子有一些会叛逆。
All of those things as we go through them feel very much like God's left hand.
我们刚才所说的这些事情很多的都听上去像神左手所做的工。
And I can't explain it all.
我没有办法解释为什么。
But I want to finish with two truths to remember if you feel like I'm experiencing God's left hand.
但是如果你觉得你正在经历神的左手所做的工，我希望你能够记住下面这两个真理。
The first truth is this.
那第一个。
God's purpose, even the purpose of his left hand, is always for our good.
第一个就是说神的目的即使是他左手所行的工的目的都是为着我们的益处
Isaiah 28 again
我们再看以赛亚书28章
He talks about God's judgment
讲到了神的审判
He talks about the strange work that God is going to do
讲到了神要行的非常的工
And then he says the last verse
然后在最后一节他说到
This comes from the Lord of hosts
这也是出于万军之耶和华。
He is wonderful in counsel.
他的谋略奇妙。
And excellent in wisdom.
他的智慧广大。
Even in judgment.
即使是在审判当中。
Even in the worst of times.
即使是在最糟糕的时候。
A God who is excellent in wisdom is doing what is good for his children.
那一位智慧广大谋略奇妙的神所行的一定是为着他孩子他子民的益处
Someone wrote this I don't have an answer for why God allows pain in our life
有人曾经说到说我不知道神为什么允许我们的生命中有痛苦
But I do have a testimony
但我却有一个见证
And the testimony is this
什么见证呢
It is better to be in God's left hand than to be in the devil's right hand
那就是我相信在神的左手中要远胜过在撒旦魔鬼的右手里
Because God is God
因为神是神
He is righteous
他是正直公义
He is just He is merciful
他是有怜悯的
He is good
他是美善的
And someday we will see that his way is best.
终有一天我们看到神的方法一定是最好的。
Romans 8:28 tells me that God is always, even in the worst of times, God is always working for the good of those who love him.
然后在罗马书中就说到说，不管是在怎样的境况，即使在最糟糕的境况当中，神一定是使万事互相效力，为爱神的人得益处的。
I'm running out of time, but I really want to share this example. I sent my translator a sermon that I realized was going to be about 2 hours long.
我之前给这个翻译同工发了一篇正道，这个正道大概要讲两个小时。
So I revised and revised and cut and cut and cut.
所以我就又删又剪。
And it's still too long.
但还是很长。
But one of my favorite examples of God working for our good.
但是我最喜欢的一个关于神为我们的益处而行的这个例子
is a tiny little New Testament book titled Philemon.
是一个很短的新约当中的一卷书叫腓利门书。
The background of that book, Paul is in Rome under house arrest.
那背景就是当时保罗在罗马被囚。
And I can imagine Paul complaining.
我都能想到保罗可能会在抱怨。
He doesn't, but he could say,
虽然他没有这么说，但我想保罗可以说
God, why are you doing this?
说神，你这为什么呢？
I've been faithful to you.
我对你一直很忠心啊。
I've served you.
我服侍你。
And now you're leaving me here?
然后你看你现在让我是什么情况？
But Paul has learned that God is doing all things for good.
但是保罗知道神使万事互相效力。为要使爱神的人得益处。
And one day, a runaway slave by the name of Onesimus shows up at Paul's house where he's under house arrest.
所以当这个保罗被囚的时候，有一天，一个曾经逃跑的奴隶阿尼西摩就来到了他坐监的这个地方。
Onesimus has run away from his master.
就阿尼西摩曾经从他的主人家里逃了出来。
He's fled hundreds of miles to get to Rome, the big city where he can kind of disappear.
他就跑了一千多英里去到罗马，感觉自己可以藏在那里。
Something has happened and he's in trouble and he needs help.
然后他经历了一些事情，遇到了麻烦，他需要有人来帮他。
He comes to Paul.
然后他就去找保罗。
And Paul says, "Let me help you."
然后保罗说，哎，让我来帮你。
Let me tell you about the person who can put your life back together.
说让我给你介绍一个人，他可以让你的生活重新回到正轨。
And he shares the gospel.
然后保罗就与他分享了福音。
Onesimus becomes a believer.
然后后来阿尼西摩就信了主。
And now he's going to go back home to Philemon.
然后这时候阿尼西摩就要回到他本家去腓利门那里。
He's going to say, I ran away.
他对腓利门说，我曾经逃离了你。
Perhaps he had stolen some stuff as he left.
或许他离开的时候还偷走了一些东西。
I'm here to confront my past.
然后他说我来到这里为我过去的事情来负责。
And Paul writes a wonderful little letter to Philemon.
然后这个时候保罗就写了这篇很短的很棒的这个书信要寄给腓利门。
And in this letter he doesn't say, let me explain what all this means.
但在这个信里他并没有说让我给你解释一下。
Let me tell you why I'm in jail.
让我给你讲一下为什么我下在监里。
Let me tell you why your slave ran away. He doesn't do any of that.
为什么你的奴隶会从你身边逃走？保罗并没有这样写。
But he says this.
相反的，保罗写道。
Perhaps, maybe this is why he left you. That you could be bound as brothers forever.
说他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。
Paul says, maybe this is God's left hand.
保罗说，或许这就是神的左手。
Maybe God allowed all of this, your runaway slave, my arrest, my time in prison, to accomplish the eternal good of someone's salvation.
或许这就是神允许不管是你这个逃跑的奴隶，还是我被下在被囚的日子，都是为了能够成就，给这一位这一位奴隶能带来福音、带来救恩这样子终极的神的目的。
I can't tell you the reason for trouble in your life.
我没有办法给你解释你生命中为什么有痛苦。
But I can say that a loving God is working all things for good.
但是我可以告诉你，这一位慈爱的神，他所行的万事都是为着你的益处。
And so in those times of difficulty,
所以在那些困难当中，
in those times when I feel like I am seeing God's left hand,
当我觉得我看到的只有神的左手的时候，
I must be patient.
我们要有耐心。
And that's hard.
这有耐心是很难的。
Because the tendency is to say, if this is how God's going to treat me, I'll just walk away.
因为通常我们都说，如果神就这样待我的话，那我就不要他，我转身离开。
But if we will be patient, if we will endure his left hand, the day will come when we will see his right hand of blessing and mercy and deliverance.
但是如果我们能够足够的有耐心，能够去承受神的左手，那么终有一天我们就会看到，会经历神右手所带来的祝福和拯救。
The second truth I want to leave this morning.
今天我想要跟大家分享的第二个真理。
And I know I'm repeating myself from last time, but this is so important.
我知道我上次已经讲过了，但是这一点太重要了。
Even in trouble, even when his left hand is working, God is with us.
那就是即使在难处里，即使神的左手正在做工。神也与我们同在。
Listen again to how Isaiah 28 ends.
看一下以赛亚书二十八章最后是怎么说的。
It does not end like this.
这里并没有说。
And God said to Isaiah.
说神对以赛亚说。
Israel has disobeyed.
说以色列人背弃了我。
So I will abandon them forever.
所以我将永远的离弃他们。
There is no hope.
他们。是没有盼望的人。
It doesn't say that.
以赛亚书结尾不是这样说的。
It says he is wonderful in counsel.
相反，二十八章结束说他的谋略奇妙。
Excellent in wisdom.
他的智慧广大。
Even in trouble, God is still guiding them with his counsel and wisdom.
即使他们在难处里，神依然用神的谋略和智慧来带领他们。
If there's any place in Scripture that illustrates this to me, it's Joseph's story in Genesis 39.
如果圣经中有什么地方很好的解释这句经文的话，我觉得是在创世纪中三十九章约瑟的故事。
Joseph ought to have seen God's right hand.
因为约瑟应该看到神的右手的工作。
He's Abraham's great grandchild.
他是亚伯拉罕的这个。
He's supposed to be blessed.
他是亚伯拉罕的，他应该是他是亚伯拉罕的曾孙，他应该是被祝福的。
But instead, he's been sold into slavery by his own brothers.
但相反呢，他被他自己的亲哥哥们卖作奴隶。
Nowhere in the Bible do I find that it says, "And with God's right hand, he let them sell his people into slavery."
在圣经里，你找不到任何一处说神的右手允许他们将他卖作奴隶。
That's God's left hand.
这明显是神左手所做的工。
He's been falsely accused of rape.
然后他还被诬告说强奸。
And now he's in a prison cell for a crime he did not commit.
然后现在他被下在监里，竟然是为了他从来没有犯过的罪。
That's God's left hand.
这都是神的左手所做的。
I don't have time to go through the whole story of how God uses that to save the nation of Israel.
我没有时间来仔细讲神如何用他这样子的经历来解救以色列。
But I just want you to see one thing about it.
但是我想让大家看到一点。
In Genesis 39,
在创世纪第三十九章
when Joseph is in prison,
当约瑟被下在监里
it says four times, the Lord was with Joseph.
有四次提到说神与约瑟同在。
Now I would expect to read that back earlier in the story when it tells him about him being a blessed young man in Canaan.
当我读到神与他同在的时候，我可能更期待的是我读到说他在迦南地是一个蒙福的年轻人，神与他同在。
I would expect to read it later when it tells us that Joseph became a powerful governor in Egypt.
或者是等到晚一点，当约瑟成为埃及一个大有能力的宰相的时候，我读到说神与他同在。
But four times, when he's a slave, when he's in prison, it says, the Lord was with him.
但是当约瑟是一个奴隶，他被下在监里的时候，圣经中四次提到说神与约瑟同在。
The darkest time in his life.
这是约瑟生命的至暗时刻。
The Lord is with him.
但神与他同在。
And so this morning I want to say to you again.
所以今天早上我想再一次对大家说。
If you feel like you are experiencing God's left hand.
如果你觉得你正在经历神的左手。
If you're suffering and it makes no sense.
如果你觉得你受苦却毫无道理。
Trust God's goodness.
要相信神的美善。
Know that he is with you even when you can't see him.
即使在你看不到他的时候，神都与你同在。
Be patient as he does his work.
要有耐心让神去做他的工。
The day will come when the work of his left hand will be done.
终有一天他左手所做的工成了。
And his right hand will do greater things than you can imagine.
他的右手在那时将会行你无法想象的大功。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God, there are many things in our world that don't make sense.
主啊，在我们的世界里有很多事情我们是没有办法理解的。
So many Christians who are suffering.
有很多的基督徒在受苦。
So many people who are hurting.
有很多的人在受伤害。
And we look at it and there's no good answers.
当我们看这些痛苦和伤害的时候，我们没有一个合理的解释。
But God, would you give us peace in those times?
但是神啊，求你让我们在那样的时刻能有平安。
Not peace because it doesn't hurt, it does hurt.
不是说因为那些伤害不痛，所以我们有平安。
But peace because we know you are a good God.
我们有平安是因为我们知道你是一位美善的神。
And even when we don't understand it, we know you are working for our good.
即使我们不明白，我们也相信你是为着我们的益处。
So help us to trust you.
主啊，帮助我们来信靠你。
Help us to know you are with us.
帮助我们知道你与我们同在。
And bring us peace in that trust.
让我们在那信靠中可以得到平安。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.